You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Hello there. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. It is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations: Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Max Inc. Radio, also sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three Madison locations: Monona, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop them online at IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Jimmy, our next victim in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, has been a musician in our Madison music scene since he was in a high school garage band called Blue Furnace. Having played in countless bands from Wall of Funk to Four Aspirin Morning over the years, Jay Marsden has been performing solo, focusing on writing the best music he can. Here tonight to perform new songs and music from his upcoming album is Jay Marsden. Joe, you are the first artist to perform live in the new Devil's Lair studio here in Mad City on University Avenue. Welcome to the Devil's Lair.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is amazing.
It's great to see you.
Great to see you both.
Joe, I bet that there's a few guys out there from Blue Furnace who can't believe their name was just mentioned on the radio. For those unfamiliar with Jay Marsden, tell us a little about yourself. It all started with the trumpet at age five, no?
Oh, yeah. Well, trumpet was kind of the first introduction into doing that in school. I played that throughout middle school, but it was really picking up the guitar and being really into listening to the radio around like 13 that really did it.
What are some of the songs that you were air guitaring with?
So one of my first albums that I had in my boombox was Third Eye Blind's self-titled album. Mm. Which is an incredible album, and it was a little riff of one of those songs that like I picked up, and I just had like the earworm that I couldn't get out of my head. And my dad had this old like nylon guitar that was all beat up, and I was just like plucking around, and probably wasn't even in tune at the time. I didn't even know. I just was figuring it out because I had at least some musical experience, and like figured it out by ear, and then it was like kind of game over from there.
Yeah, you know, for me it was the all the record clubs, right? Like for 3 cents, you'd get like 15 records in the mail.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I tried a little bit of everything.
I did some air guitar in my day. Bryan Adams, Summer of 69, rocked into that song, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy. How instrumental were your parents, Joe, in your musical upbringing?
So my dad played trumpet originally, and he probably inspired me into kind of picking that up as the first instrument. But from there, they were supportive. You know, they helped me get my first guitars, you know, when I didn't have any money, and, you know, kind of encouraged me to stick in band. And then after that, it was a lot of myself driving it, really, to be honest. But they've always been super supportive. They come out to my shows still, even though, you know, they're pretty old and they want to go to bed at 8. And
you know, I just played in Waukesha at the Mad Scientist this week, and my dad's almost 90, and he came out and stayed through the third band.
Incredible.
Wow. Yeah, and Mama Rocker, she was out there too. It's pretty crazy. Let's get to some live music with Jay Marsden here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Joe, the first song you have for us tonight is brand new, and it's called End on End. It kind of sounds like a loop-de-loop.
Yeah, a little bit. And this is kind of inspired by, I wrote it around the beginning of COVID, and it's not directly related to that, but it may be just kind of upheaval, turmoil kind of things, new uncertainties and things kind of is the inspiration around it. So, and this will be the first single off the new album, hopefully releasing in the next month or so here, working on that ETA.
That's awesome. Let's check it out. Live music of the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, is Jay Marsden on Max Inc. Radio.
Something's been happening. This life is changing. Another dead turning end on endless reality. Another lost reason, broken and beaten. the day turning and on endless reality. Something's been happening so silently. The world started bleeding, kicking, screaming. Something's been happening, sunlight is sailing. Another day turning and dawn, endless reality. Another lost reason, hopeful believing. Another day burning and dawn, endless reality. Something's been happening so silently. Something's been happening so silently. Something's been happening so silently. Yeah. The world started bleeding, kicking, screaming. I need someone to come on to their senses. I need someone to come on to their senses. Won't you come on to your sins? You say, yeah, 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 yes. Life is changing. Another day turning and on, endless reality. Another lost season, broken and beaten. Oh, another day turning and on, endless reality. Something's been happening so suddenly. Something's been happening so suddenly. Something's been happening so suddenly. Yeah. The world started bleeding, kicking, and screaming. We can't stop the bleeding. We can't stop the bleeding. Can't stop the bleeding, no.
Yeah. Jay Marston live in the Devil's Lair here, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie. Hey, if you want to call and say hi to Jay, you got a question, you could do that. 608-286-2992. 286-2992.
Joe, so Blue Furnace morphed into the popular Madison band Wall of Funk, and it led you to the world of the music business. What excited you about band management, and are you still excited about band management?
Such a loaded question.
Sure is.
Yeah, I do still get excited about it in some ways. Doing it all myself is overwhelming as like a solo artist a lot of times, but it is exciting because I love learning and I like applying that and seeing that improve and grow. And there's a lot of great people that I've met through trying to do that and continuing trying to do that. And so that's pretty much the inspiration and driving factor. And of course, the reward is more people are listening to my music, hopefully. So.
Tell me of a moment, a success, a victory that you've had in the music business that made you feel like you've arrived. Are you still looking for that moment?
So with one of the bands I played with, not mentioned yet, Four Aspirin Morning, we've had some pretty amazing shows. I've got to play some sold out shows at some great local places like High Noon, Majestic, and places like that. And they were great kind of pinnacle moments so far, but I never feel like I've gotten to the point where I've arrived. You know, I feel like that'll be a step when I can go part-time or not have to have a day job anymore. So that might be the feeling of arrival for me.
I always say when it's when I'm riding a Harley. When you see me riding a Harley, that's it.
Have you even ridden a Kawasaki yet?
No, Jimmy, but...
How about a Honda?
Honda.
No, I won't ride those, Jimmy. American. Let's get back to some live music with Jay Marsden and the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Joe, this next song is called Into the Gray. And add a little snow, and this song is about our recent March weather here in the Mad City, I'd say.
Yeah, like last night.
Yeah.
the killer snow squall.
The whiteout. It was pretty crazy.
Right? Yeah, it was fun for a bit.
And we're not talking about cocaine either.
Yet.
Yet.
So this song, it's an older song. I haven't decided to record it yet, but I've been playing it live for a while. I wrote it as part of the Triple M competition that I was part of a few years back when I started doing a lot of the singer-songwriter stuff outside of playing in bands, and I've just kind of been playing it ever since. So it was inspired. The challenge was to write a song based on a picture. We all got a picture of a woman walking away from the camera shot. Everything was gray except for her image, I believe. So that was kind of the inspiration of direction to write a song around.
Let's hear it right now. It's Jay Marsden live in the Devil's Lair.
Maybe someday she'll see through the side. Finally she stepped away from the great divide.
Very nice. Jay Marston, live in the Devil's Lair here. So good to hear you play guitar again and sing and perform for us. 608-286-2992 if you want to call up and say hello to Jay. And don't forget, you can download the podcast starting Monday from maxincradio.com of the show.
Joe, you are a seasoned sound engineer, and you recorded much of your new album. Tell us about this upcoming release and what can we expect?
All right. So, yeah, I did record a lot of it myself. We did the drums at a local studio, the Spaceship, the place that does the Spaceship.tv.
Oh,
familiar,
yeah,
Dustin.
Yeah.
Shout Boyle, out
to Dustin,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so,
yeah.
Good friend of mine. And so he helped us do that. I just don't have the capacity to do that currently and in my apartment. But everything else, I did bass, guitars, and then the guy that's doing my mixing worked with me to do the vocals. But we did that at his place.
Nice.
So, you know, tell me about the album. What are the songs? Or are these the only songs? Are old songs? What's
Yeah, it's a combination of all of the above, because some of them I've been playing for quite a while, but then it's probably half are ones I've been playing live for a while and just are finally getting to be able to be committed to a permanent recording, and the other half are brand new things that people haven't ever heard me play before at all. And on this album, I'd say I went above and beyond on kind of chasing everything fitting the pieces of the song, and then taking the extra step of like working on the electric guitar parts to really complement everything, because everything's flushed out when I come to the studio on an acoustic guitar, as you can tell from my performances here. But when I go and add all the pieces on top, that's where things get really fun and creative, and add this extra piece that I feel like I put that extra effort and icing onto this album in particular.
Now, Joe, you'll be playing out after you finish the album, I'm sure, and I hear you'll have a full band again. Can you tease us, who are the players? Who are you playing with these days?
That's a fun one. So, coincidentally, my drummer is the same drummer that plays with Ty's band, Lords of the Trident. So,
Really?
Brett is my drummer. And, yeah, he also played in Rain Stern's band when she was playing in town. So I got a great seasoned drummer. And he's anxiously looking to start playing with me again, because we did the drums like a while back now, and I've been pretty much focused on doing the recording. So he's definitely going to be the drummer. I got a bassist lined up and a guitarist. Still need to kind of get together with them and make sure that they're going to be committed. But bassist would be Josh Stern. Who's actually Rain's brother, a good friend of mine, and another former Wall of Funk drummer, Cal Lamore, who is also a very talented writer, recorder, and performer. So he would play guitar with me.
Nice.
Hopefully.
He played guitar in Too Fond for Flames.
Correct, yeah, metal band.
Yeah.
And then more recently, Hex House was a local trio.
That's right, Hex House, yeah.
They rocked.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Jay Marsden in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Joe, this next song is called Doubt. I mean, it sounds so skeptical.
So this also is another song that the reason I wanted to play it and continue playing is because it's a favorite of mine, but I did write it on that Triple M competition. So this was another category we all drew from a bucket, and we all got different emotions. And mine was doubt. And so it is, to take away any, mystique around the song, I'd prefer that you, take it as you will. But it's very verbatim. It's literally written about the emotion doubt. So it kind of personifies doubt, if you would. So
it's Doubt with Jay Marsden, live in the Devil's Lair.
window to your soul. It's cloudier than most of the storms that I have ever known. She's got me stuck in my head again, again and again. Is there no end to these murky waters that I'm continuously drowning in doubt? Just when I thought I had figured all out, she makes me keep losing truth. Tattered and torn, I'm weary and worn thin from traversing these miles through minefields of indecision. She's a beautiful fountain of poison to wish and wish and wish upon. It's out of my power, she's come to destroy and devour all reason doubt. Just when I thought I had figured all out, she makes me keep losing truth.
Smooth. Jay Marston, live in the Devil's Lair here. 608-286-2992. 286-2992. You want to call up and say hello. Jay, you want to take a little break here and chill out just for a second?
Sounds amazing.
Chill a second. We'll be right back with more live music in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.